Work it out.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're discussing the notion of being just friends, and that's air quotes, and our tour guides are Justin, Eva, Aaron, Nicole, Laura, and Casey. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for being here. So for all the newbies, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. Keep it real. But most importantly, have fun. So on that, go on and clink your neighbor. We'll do the clinking for anybody who doesn't have. If you raise your glass, we promise to clink. And let's go. Okay, so we've all had or witnessed notably close friendships between a man and a woman that were supposedly platonic, but had the look and feel of something more. Granted, sometimes it's just optics, but many times there's more to the story between the two who claim to just be friends. So we're going to be talking about that today. I think it might be helpful if we start off with kind of a baseline question. I want to pose this to all of y'all. Can a male and a female really be just best friends without ever being physically intimate or attracted to each other? How do we feel about that as a baseline? Anybody can
think of that? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some individuals that you vibe with, but you don't get that vibe with. Now, I will say this. I think that unless you come together through some other circumstance, like you work together, you go to school together, you're in class together, you're at church together, something like that. If you come together outside of some pre-created function, then typically there's going to be an attraction one for the other. Now, whether or not that develops into something, it may not. But I think if you meet somebody out, somebody's going to be attracted to the other. Now, to what extent? It could just be, I'm interested in this person. You may talk to them and figure out we're just cool. We're better off as friends. Or it just may be friends from the jump. But absolutely, I do think that people can be friends, strictly platonic, and nothing romantic ever entering into the equation.
I would say it's a case-by-case situation because you can have some individuals that actually start off strictly platonic and over time, spending time together, confiding in one another, going through situations with one another, which goes back also to confiding when you're going through. A lot of times those close interactions can bring about feelings and emotions for the opposite individual. And really, when you started off, it was strictly platonic. We were just good friends. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my, you know, my ace, coon, boom, my roadie, my ride or die. But over a period of time, sometimes feelings and emotions develop because anytime there's an extended period of time that's spent together and people are sharing with one another, sometimes it does develop into something a little bit more. And it may not be mutual. It may just be one-sided that, you know, the male or the female develops some type of attraction.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was something that just calibrated that between,
right,
you know, like we're going to feel that at the same time, so it's not
right.
So awkward.
But that doesn't happen. You know, it's like person tends to become attracted. Their emotions and their feelings actually kind of take over before the other individual does. And so that's what causes that awkwardness in the friendship. Because you've developed feelings, this other person is like, well, we're still just friends. And then, so you've got that, it's not balanced at that point. And that's when it becomes awkward. So I guess to answer your question, yes, but eventually sometimes it just evolves into something else.
Right. Anybody got something to add or push back on with that? Laura, Aaron, Nicole, are we all on the same baseline? Casey?
I agree.
You agree? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think that, you can keep it platonic just as much as it can transition into a real relationship. and it has to be mutual. It has to be discussed. And if you're willing to take the risk to create that awkward kind of feeling afterwards, if you haven't ever gone there or no one has actually expressed their feelings in the first place, then you really have to measure that before you go there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think platonic, you can be platonic. Sometimes you keep your feelings to yourself and it might crush you for a long time because you never said anything.
Yeah.
But be platonic. It just one or the other or both has to sacrifice something.
So Aaron, I'm sorry to jump in. When you said something about sometimes when you keep it to yourself, it could be pretty much detrimental or whatever. But would you agree that even in trying to keep those emotions and feelings to yourself, it spills out in other areas, which sometimes causes friction?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, Mara, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I agree with what both the couples are saying. I think just to add another layer, I think it's a maturity level that the communication, being able to share how you know, you have to take a risk because maybe you don't want to talk about some of your past relationships that are continuing to, you know, maybe overwhelm you or just kind of guide the fact that you just want to be friends in general. So I think it takes really good communication so that you can set those boundaries. But sometimes you don't, I think like one of y'all said, you just meet somebody, you're not even thinking about dating and they're just, like you said, really nice, cool, have things in common, or maybe you meet them in a group of people and maybe you're not even really attracted to them. That's another thing, right? And then people have gotten cute later.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know. They done grown cuter.
Yeah, like one day I just kind of clicked. I was like, oh, I didn't see it. You got a goatee now.
You didn't have a goatee before.
The goatee will
reason I haven't shaved this off.
I'm going to tell you, if you're listening, fellas, if you want to take your friendship to the next level, you grow a goatee.
That's it. Absolutely.
You better
go
and grow a goatee. Quick your neighbor.
So let me ask you a question, Robin.
I don't know if I agree with that because I didn't have this when we got together. So.
Well,
I
know y'all don't think you're not going to be talking about yourselves, but we're not
just staying married.
This is
staying married because you got it.
Well,
so
I said you're staying together because you got it.
That's right. That was the sealant. Nicole, were you?
It has its advantages. I have a question that I want to.
Wait, hold on. Let's let Nicole jump in real quick. What were you saying?
I'm sorry.
Let me know if you can't hear me. But I was going to say, you know, I don't know if you set the stage earlier, but you know, there's platonic relationships when both people are single. And then let's talk about when you're in a couple, in a partnership, and can that person have a platonic friendship with the opposite sex? And I think in that scenario, I'll speak in that context because I've been with them for half my life now.
Yeah.
You know, in that context, it can only be if there are no secrets, right? Yeah. You can't have that platonic relationship, or I couldn't have it with a man and share things with him that I'm not sharing with my husband.
Right.
Or confide in him about my relationship with my husband. You know, you can't, that in it still can be platonic, but still I think that's breaching the boundaries of our relationship.
Right. I
Nicole,
totally
thanks
agree.
Thanks for volunteering for a future episode. Everything I miss at home. Thank you. It's on the list, and I just put you down as a tour guide for that episode.
That's a really good point, Nicole. That I totally agree with you on that. Especially, like you said, if you're married and your best friend may be of the opposite sex, and if you are confiding personal things with that individual, it is downplaying. It's not fair to your mate, but also that individual that may be single on the outside, which is your friend, because you're confiding in them, a lot of times that builds that platform for them to start developing feelings for you. And then you really find yourself in an uncompromising situation. So I totally agree.
But I think another thing that happened, to go one step further with that, is, and Laura spoke on it earlier about the maturity of each other. Because if you're with someone and, you know, and even if you're married, then that person becomes your best friend, because that was one thing that I, you know, although I didn't have a list, but that was the one thing I always said that I want to marry my best friend. Like Nicole was saying, you know, we have no secrets. If I can't tell her, you know, it's like, well, why am I going to go out and tell someone else something that I can't confide in her about?
Right.
So, and even then, even if it's someone on the outside, there also has to be a level of respect for the friendship to not put you in a situation.
Right.
You have to decide, because first of all, if you're really my friend, you're going to respect my relationship with my wife.
That encompasses a level of maturity from that individual, because mm-hmm. a lot of times if there's a friendship that's developed, people tend to want to play the neutral card because they don't want to hurt their friend. They don't want to deceive their spouse or their significant other. And so they try to stay in that safety zone where it's neutral. And that a lot of times is more detrimental than anything.
One leg.
I'm going to go in and clink on that.
Or you may
not right here, you know, from past experience. Yeah.
Or you may come across a situation where you've got two platonic friends. Let's say they've been friends for 20, 25 years. And then a relationship comes along, and so they may feel as though their place in their friend's life is higher than it should be when it comes to the relationship that's forming or yes. what is there.
I just clinked. That's the only reason I'm not clinking again right this second.
And that's a bad situation too, because I've been in that situation.
That's when it comes to the communication on all parties. Like it's my responsibility to communicate with my wife or my spouse about everything that has to do with my life, because that gives her the option to say I'm cool or I'm not cool, right? And vice versa. And same thing with your friends. It's also your obligation to your friends to look, this is who I'm with, and we got to I want you have to respect where I am with this. And if this is uncomfortable with you, I understand that, you know, maybe we can't be what we used to be because, you know, of this situation.
Eva, you got your hand raised. Go.
This is a touchy subject for me, so I'm sorry. Yeah. that goes back to, like you said, the level of maturity, because I've been in a situation where I was dating a guy 5 years. He had a female best friend. I guess I'm assuming when it started out, because they've been friends since age 5, there was nothing at that point. But over time, this chick, she managed to ruin every relationship that he ever had, including his marriage. Mm. And when I started dating him and we got serious, I was like, I understand there's a friendship and I'm good with that, but there's something a little odd about her. And I told her one night, I was like, you're in love with him. And like, yeah, I love him. That's my best friend. Da, 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 da. But a lot of times, I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. We can tell when another woman has more than friendship in their mind for a guy. Even just like a man can tell when another man has some other underlying motives for a woman. Okay.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. Did you have something? I'm sorry.
I don't want to cut you off, but.
So what I'm saying is that in that situation, kudos to the man that can stand up and say, hey, this is my woman. I know you're my friend, and we've been friends for beaucoup of years or whatever. But if you can't respect my marriage, if you can't respect my relationship, then maybe we need to reevaluate this situation. I love you, but this is my wife, or this right. is my girl.
Hmm. So well, I want to walk.
It goes back again to the level of maturity and communication.
I want to walk this back just a little bit, but if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. We are discussing the notion of being just friends, and we are talking with Justin, Eva, Aaron, Nicole, Laura, and Casey. And so I want to walk it back just a little bit, because I'm thinking to personal experiences that even Laura and I have witnessed, right? So talking about level of maturity, I've known Laura for many, many years, and we have had mutual guy friends who have, you know, at maybe a lesser level of maturity, they were our brothers. You know, I love that word, my brother. That means, you know, I'm so down with you, but I'm not going to date you. But whatever, the one I am dating, I don't respect her. I come to you with the respect. You know, you're the person that I will talk to and confide in. And when my family comes to town, they're going to meet Laura. They might not meet Chicky over here. In fact, I'm going to tell her I'm busy, right? So do people, you know, and Laura, we have friends. I don't want to, you know, call anybody out in particular, but people that we've known for many years. Do we feel like they kind of grow out of that, or is that kind of a thing that they do in relationships? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. those of us who live in Washington, especially, a man is good for putting a girl in the friend zone and then having his fun with somebody else. But be your brother till dying day. Aaron, what you got to say?
I was just saying that.
And you know some of these people too.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We knew them together.
Quiet as
But do you feel like that's something that they learn? You know, because I always worry about, and maybe worry is a strong word, but, you know, how do you learn? How do you model a different behavior if that's kind of where... If that's your mode, how do you learn a different behavior?
I still think that's probably connected to a maturity thing. I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of those people we knew, we're a lot younger. I don't, you know, today some of them are, you know, married men and, you know, they might have been married multiple times. There's nothing wrong with multiple marriages.
Nothing is wrong with a multiple marital experience. Do it to
me. There's nothing wrong with multiple marriages. Some people just trying to get one, but others, you know, they get three. But I think I can tell her that this is 30-year friendship. It's fine.
And she's been through everyone.
Right. But I, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, at the time I'll speak for myself. I didn't necessarily pay that much attention to it because, you know, you're thinking of the friendship, but I didn't count their relationships. I didn't see it as serious. So who knows what they were telling the other person, but I think it was still a level of immaturity. And then maybe they had, you know, maybe they liked us and they weren't real upfront again about really trying to make those moves. But I think I don't know exactly, but you know, maybe people are just not capable of communicating what they want, or they're just into something very different and they know the friend wouldn't tolerate that level of interaction at the time. That's just my guess.
Nicole, you got any thoughts?
You know, what you guys keep saying maturity, and Laura brought it up, is a lot of the people you're talking about were, you know, years ago. Because I think at this point in our life, if you're encountering men or women, you know, of a certain age, and they're still playing those games, that speaks more to character mm-hmm. than it does to maturity. You know, so there comes a point where you got to let the maturity thing go and just say, this person is cut from the wrong cloth, and, you know, step away. So, you know,
it seems like it would be very easy to leave that person in a platonic space because you don't want to mess with that. There, I see that clink. Okay, but what about, was somebody getting ready to say something?
I wanted to pose a situation. Say, for instance, you've got a really good friend that you do everything with. You both are single, or maybe not. You're hanging out, having a great time. You had several drinks. Something happens that wasn't intentional.
Everybody.
Now it's very weird. Okay, y'all smiling, grinning real hard.
I looked down on the screens. Everybody's like.
Right.
I'm
getting to that. So you either one may be single, one may be not, or both may be single, but you're out having a great time, you have several drinks or whatever. And say, for instance, a situation occurs.
An entanglement.
You guys are friends, but y'all got a little inebriated or whatever substance you chose to use. And you crossed that line.
What line?
Sex, dude. Sex. Okay. I'm just trying to keep it. Because we're talking about people who are friends. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of times, you know, substance can, you know, mess around with your judgment and you make a bad decision. So at that point, you got one that's realizing, oh, that was a bad decision. I wasn't supposed to do that. You got the other one's like, well, about time. I actually enjoyed that. You know, ooh, you just kind of brought about some feelings that may have been, I've been suppressing. So in that instance, that's the fear a lot of times when you're dealing with someone who you may be in a relationship with that has a friend of the opposite sex that they're really close with and, you know, they hang out a lot and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of almost like a doorway sometimes. And it's not that you're insecure, but you know sometimes the things, the traps that you can fall into. So do you just avoid that all the way around? How do you handle that?
Number one, there's a very popular song that says, don't blame it on the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Or because there's another one that says, blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Because
I didn't mean it. I was drunk.
Because all the alcohol does in a lot of situations is bring out, or it makes you say things that you've been wanting to say all the time. Or do things that you've been wanting to do. First of all, if it's not
you didn't initially have the courage.
If it's not already in the back of your mind, if it's not already on your mind, it shouldn't even be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, whether it's alcohol or whatever, if you are truly friends and it is strictly a platonic situation, it doesn't matter how much everybody's drank. Everybody's going to call each other Uber, make sure you got home safe, and keep it pushing, mm-hmm. because that's a friend. Now, if it's a situation where you are in this and it does happen, then obviously that was something that both or one was basically fooling the other about. Like I said, they were playing.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. Yeah.
They were not really, they were just waiting on the opportunity.
Right,
to
right.
To present itself. And not
you
really.
You better preach now.
You know, so.
Come on, let's fix that. Clink that.
Yeah, but then again, it goes back to the person, like you said, that may be in a relationship. You know, it goes back to the strength of their relationship that they're in. Because, you know, because first and foremost, me personally, if I'm going to hang out, I'm hanging out with my wife first. All I'm saying is, if I got to go out and have a good time, the first person I want to have a good time with is the person that, you know, I'm with.
But that is from the perspective of you are married.
No,
but
if I'm in a relationship.
In this scenario,
well, no, she said even if there's a relationship.
You can be married or single now I'm going to tell you, I have a
relationship. Then the person that I'm in a relationship with is the person I want to go hang out with, or else I don't need to be in that relationship.
But that's not always the case, because a lot of times you have people that are in marriages or relationships, and they don't really care to hang out with the person that they're with. They want to, it goes back to some really funky stuff that I don't really understand. I mean, I'm sorry, Aaron and Nicole, you guys have been in this thing for a while, so I'm sure you may have encountered some situations, I don't know. But during your relationship, I'm sure you guys may consider yourself each other your best friends or whatever. So any relationship outside of that or friendship outside of that, and I want to know from you all, because you guys have that longevity, how have you dealt with or have you encountered situations where there were friends of the opposite sex and there were,
you know, it may have been that one was a little bit more fonder, or, you know, maybe they felt a little inappropriate or whatever the case may be. If you're wanting to share that, I don't know if you all have had any experiences like that.
I know. We're transparent over here. Yeah.
I love it.
I would say probably early in our relationship, when we came out of the relationships,
yeah,
and we had been dating, mm-hmm, that, you know, like I had an ex-boyfriend who was a friend for a while, and I remember, mm-hmm, I would talk to him, and it's like, who are you
now,
talking to?
This?
Who are you
what's
talking, this? You know, kind of in a joking way, but also I think in a little bit of a threatened way as, yeah, well, too.
It's natural.
But that was years ago, you know, and I would say,
How did you handle that? How did you...
You know, this is a really rich conversation that I want to delve deep into, but we are out of time for this episode. Oh. So let's hold that question, Eva. You're going to start off with that on the next episode. I want to go ahead and thank y'all for being a part of this right now. Laura, Justin, Eva, Aaron, Nicole, Casey, thanks for being a part of this episode. Casey, thank you for being a wonderful producer and songwriter of the theme music. Mwah. You are
in
my boot. please follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's at Just Princess Robin. You can catch a new episode of Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on the Rainier Avenue Radio app or on TuneIn. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches!